We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
By the way, Facebook is shadow banning me again. Anytime I make any sort of reference to Trump or anything in the post regarding the Facebook live stream, the views go way down just like that. It's unbelievable, and it's happened again this morning. So when they say, oh, no, we don't do any shadow banning anymore, we're not doing any throttling anymore, no more of these algorithms screwing Trump and Trump supporters, don't you believe them? It's happening again this morning. These people are just the worst human beings. Honest to God, they are. But you can still see the Facebook live stream. Not that there's much to see of it. It's pretty much just Dimitri live and dangerously local talking on the phone with this great, great, great guy. His name is Chris Rose. He is a state senator, represents the Senate, the second Senate district in West Virginia, which includes southern part of the upper Ohio Valley. Fourth generation minor, hardcore Trump supporter back in from 2015, and talking about just the incredibly good news that is coming out of Charleston these days. You've got Patrick Morrissey, a real Trump guy, as the governor. You've got people like Chris Rose, many others who are now dominating the agenda in Charleston. This is all very, very good news. And Chris Rose, talk with us about the puberty blockers bill, Senate Bill 299. Our listeners, I think, would love to hear this.
Absolutely. This is one of the biggest promises I made to West Virginia when I decided to launch my campaign, that I would introduce Senate Bill 299. Didn't know what the number would be at that time, but I'm the lead sponsor of this bill. It's promises made, promises kept. I promise West Virginia that we would go back and we would close that loophole that was left in 2023 that allowed these transgender drugs to be pumped into children. These puberty blockers, these harmful procedures. You know, we want to do a total ban on all that for anyone under the age of 18 and protect our children.
That is great. And the odds are, what, pretty good that this will become law pretty soon?
Yes, sir. So the House originally passed a full ban without any loopholes in it. And there was the House that passed a clean bill in 2023. So the Senate has had a lot of turnover, and it's definitely shifted more conservative. It's already passed the Health Committee unamended, and today it'll be on second reading, which is the day that we would have any potential floor amendments. And I'm hoping we defeat them all, pass this clean bill, so we can finally say promises made, promises kept. And this one was very important to me because on the campaign trail, this issue came up a lot. People were appalled that my predecessor left that loophole into place as the former Senate health chair. So I'm very glad to introduce this piece of legislation. It's very important to West Virginians. And why should we continue down this road when the pioneers of this harmful drugs in the first place, which was Sweden, Finland, and the United Kingdom, have all banned this practice for minors due to the harm it's actually done to these kids. Let's not learn the lesson the hard way. Let's learn from their mistakes and protect these children, because we have an opportunity to do it right here this week.
Yeah. Does it surprise you the number of establishment Republicans who actually are in favor of these puberty blockers even today?
So it does appall me that the amount of people, even on my side of the aisle, that would even try to make an argument to justify this. I mean, we're talking about going against what I believe is God's creation. You know, God created man and women, and God doesn't make mistakes, in my opinion. And we've seen the harm that this does. And to me, it's undefendable. Like, I mean, there's people that's going to try, I'm sure, but it's unexcusable, undefendable to justify what they have done to these children. And the argument they try to make is, oh, well, isn't it better to have an alive daughter than a dead son? But they're ignoring, you know, these are the same people that say trust the science. Well, okay, let's talk about the science. What about the data that now shows this actually increases suicide rates? It actually shows it does more harm than good. So, okay, you want to trust the science? Let's do that. Yep. Let's ignore the feelings of woke politics, and let's look at the data where this actually does more harm than good to these children.
And take a look at the number of trans kids who are doing all these shootings and all of these different horrible mass shooting situations. The numbers are astounding. They're just absolutely astounding. And two things, Chris. I know your time is very valuable. We appreciate greatly the time that you have given us. I know you need to get out around 7:30. I also want to talk about the firearm sales bill, Senate Bill 270. But I know that you also have a very busy schedule. So you tell me, do you have any more time to talk about, let's say, the firearm sale to 270? Or do we need to get you back on another time to get caught up there?
Now, let's go ahead and talk about it. I don't think it's fair to tease our supporters out there about Senate Bill 270 and not tell them what it is. So, by all means, let's talk about it.
Well, I just want to make sure it didn't screw up your schedule because I said you get out by 7:30. So, okay, fair. I'll follow your lead. Senate Bill 270, this is very important if people care about firearms, not just in West Virginia, but nationwide. I did not know anything about this until this morning when Chris said, here's why this is so important to anyone who cares about the Second Amendment. Go ahead, Chris.
So Senate Bill 270 protects the manufacturing and the sales of firearms and ammunition even during emergency times. So when you look at what happened during the pandemic, how scarce that reloading supplies and ammunition and firearms became because there was no manufacturing of them because of the emergency powers that governors had, we, you know, had a hard time upholding our Second Amendment. You couldn't get a hold, you couldn't buy anything. And when you could, prices, you know, skyrocketed out of the control. What this bill does, it protects your Second Amendment rights by allowing gun manufacturers to continue during emergencies. It allows the sale of ammunition to continue and manufacturing of ammunition to also continue during emergencies. The only thing in place is obviously we still allow law enforcement to secure a crime scene. But outside of that, that's the only carve out, if you will. But outside of that, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed under an emergency.
Our studio audience loves that. Standing ovation. Sit down. All right. Chris, we're almost out of time. In fact, we are out of time. I always give my guests the last word, your chance to speak directly to all of the people here in the Upper Ohio Valley, really throughout the nation now with our River Network app, and say pretty much anything you want. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the real heroes, a real hardcore Trump guy, fourth generation miner, great friend of the show, State Senator Chris Rose. My microphone is yours.
I just want to say thank each and every one of you for your support and the trust you've put into me to be the state senator for District 2. With Senate Bill 299, Senate Bill 270, and many others we've talked about, and many more on the way, I want to promise you that big conservative wins are on the way. It will be promises made, promises kept. I will continue to go on radio shows of patriots just like Dimitri to continue to update you of that progress, and I appreciate your support in them coming days, because here in West Virginia, we're going to put West Virginians first and ensure that Mountaineers will always be free. Thank you, and God bless you.
Indeed. If people want more information, how do they get in touch with State Senator Chris Rose?
They can go to ChrisRoseWV.com or on Facebook and X at ChrisRoseWV.
Hey, keep up the great work, Chris. I'm so proud of you. You're doing exactly what you promised you were going to do. Donald Trump would be proud of you. Donald Trump Jr. would be proud of you. Riley Gaines would be proud of you. And most importantly, Dimitri's proud of you. You have a great day, Chris. Thanks again.
All right, thank you, sir.
He didn't sound all that impressed about Dimitri being proud of him, but he's a great guy. He really is. He's absolutely terrific. By all means, follow this guy. He's going places. He is absolutely going places. Chris Rose, state senator. Wonderful, wonderful news coming out of Charleston. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. It really doesn't. Hey, I played this for you earlier to start the show. We had some technical difficulties because of our state-of-the-art podcaster board here, but this was one of the many high points of last night's speech. Donald Trump hit a grand slam last night. Hit a grand slam. It was absolutely unbelievable. And the Democrats could not have looked any more petty, any more small, any more pathetic. It was just the difference is so stark. And just so stark. Anyway, so let me play this for you again. I think you got some better audio now, and we'll see how that goes.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
Winning on steroids. Last night was winning on steroids. It was an unbelievable thing to watch. And I'm going to try to keep my eyes open because it's so late. I think it went on for like, well, it seemed like almost 2 hours or something like that. I don't know how long it was, but man, was it long. But he hit home run after home run after home run after home run. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. I've got some more of the audio here for you, but I was up early this morning trying to put it all together here for you. Hold on. Let me get you, Secretary. Let's do the, wait, hold on a second. I screwed this one up now, too. Hold on. All right. This is Donald Trump talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., another real hero in the Trump administration here.
Since 1975, rates of child cancer have increased by more than 40%. Reversing this trend is one of the top priorities for our new presidential commission to make America healthy again, chaired by our new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. With the name Kennedy, you would have thought everybody over here would have been cheering. How quickly they forget. Our goal is to get toxins out of our environment, poisons out of our food supply, and keep our children healthy and strong. As an example, not long ago, and you can't even believe these numbers, one in 10,000 children had autism, one in 10,000. And now it's 1 in 36. There's something wrong. 1 in 36. Think of that. So we're going to find out what it is, and there's nobody better than Bobby and all of the people that are working with you. You have the best to figure out what is going on. Okay, Bobby, good luck. It's a very important job. Thank you.
I am so excited about this, so excited about so many things with the new Trump administration, but this is right up there. As I've shared with you many different times, I ask a lot of different people two simple questions. The pandemic inspired all of this. The first question that I ask people, because look, I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. Okay, I'm not a doctor. I don't offer medical advice. I'm just some guy talking into a microphone who has a high school diploma and not a GED. It's a real high school diploma. I actually earned it. So just wanted to put that out there. First question I always ask, why are the Amish still alive? Nobody can ever answer that question. The second question I ask, why have I never seen an Amish child with autism? No one can answer either one of those questions. Dead silence. Dead silence. We never had issues with autism when I was a kid, or peanut allergies, or attention deficit disorder, or none of this stuff. And don't tell me, well, it was always there, it wasn't diagnosed. BS. It was never there. I lived it. Let me tell you, I went to schools that had like, 1,000 kids in them, and it wasn't there. They weren't shutting them away somewhere in a state hospital. It wasn't there. And you heard President Trump say from almost nothing to now insane numbers. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a really good suspicion about what it is, as do I. Something happened in the late 80s in America where Big Pharma bought off enough politicians to say that, to get a bill passed, that Big Pharma could not be sued regarding any kind of vaccination, injuries, or anything like that. and the number of vaccinations that kids then were going to be take after that, the numbers increased by just insane amounts. And now we have all these problems. Gee, I wonder if there might be a connection.